Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiver. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, CJ. My name is Heather Howard.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
We are interested in having fiber hooked up at our house. We live in the village of Rhinebeck, so.
Okay. Absolutely.
It's installed.
All right. And what is your service address for me, please?
40 Trinity Place, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Yep. Yeah, we're actually all locals. Okay. And did you already previously sign up, or are you just looking to sign up now?
No, we're looking to sign up now. My husband actually has his own company that he, like, runs out of the house. It's a small electrical company, so I don't know. Do we sign up as a business, or do we sign up for residential?
So, I mean, it really depends on what the needs are for the business. I mean,
there really aren't any.
Yeah, I mean, residential might just work for you just because if there's not a lot going on based on, like, if it's just emails and if he's receiving most of his calls through his cell phone, I mean, I don't see the requirement of a business account.
I didn't know if there was anything beneficial to signing up as a business as opposed to a residential.
I mean, not really, because our business plans are a little bit more costly. And although I don't work for the business department, I do know all about the residential. And I mean, it really depends on who's doing what, because we have a lot of customers that work from home, and they go for the residential because they work from home, whether it's, you know, engaging in meetings or you know, sending emails. It's not like
he's taking calls on his cell phone, but I mean, that's about it. Or like,
yeah,
working on his Chromebook.
Yeah, then it may not be beneficial to have the business side of things. Yeah, absolutely. All right, and so we're looking up to sign up today. Is obviously this is for a home, right? Not for business.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know a little bit about our plans, or did you already know which plan you wanted to go for?
So my neighbor said, we were actually walking our dogs, and she said, because we passed one of your trucks, she said that she signed up, and she just said that she was paying like around $70 a month for 2 years.
Yeah, so that'd be the 1 gig plan. So that's 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload. They are symmetrical, so that means that they are not going to interfere with each other. So if, say, for example, I'm a photographer and I tend to back up a lot of my photos. If I were downloading, or my kids were downloading video games and I were uploading photos at the same time, they're not going to interfere with each other.
Okay.
So that's kind of the benefit there. A lot of other companies, they offer like the one up to 1 gig download speed, but their maximum upload speed is like 35 megabytes per second, which to me is insane. It's
okay.
So low compared to what we offer.
Don't really know much about any of that stuff. Let me tell you what we have, and then you tell me what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have two boys. They like to play video games. One of them, I think, is downstairs, like, playing Fortnite, and maybe on his Switch or on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
My other child is on the VR right now. We stream. We've got the TV going right now. But, I mean, so it's just basic stuff, I think.
Yeah. That sounds like it's you've got teenagers who are severely into the new Black Ops 6 that's coming out in 2 days.
But they are really into gaming, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I think the 1 gig would be just fine, especially for now, because they're not getting into like competitions or anything like that. So I think right now the 1 gig is perfect, especially because you'll still be able to stream and game at the same time. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything crazily extensive with the internet.
Yeah, no.
And I mean, how many devices do you typically have connected to the internet?
I mean, probably not any more than anybody else. We have 5 TVs, but they're never going at the same time.
Okay.
We have 3 cell phones and then 3 iPads plus like 2 Switches and 2 VRs.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't sound like crazy or anything. And I mean, do you have like any security systems that run off the Wi-Fi too?
We have a home security system, but honestly, we don't really use it that much. It's not, we
Okay.
don't ever really turn it on unless we're like going away.
Yeah, then I definitely don't see any issue with the 1 gig at this point.
Okay. And then if we see down the line we need more, we can
Oh yeah,
make
absolutely. You can always upgrade.
upgrades. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
That right there is never an issue. And actually,
Okay.
you can even upgrade yourself on the website too, if ever you were deciding that maybe you needed a little bit better speed.
Okay. Yep.
All
Worst case,
right.
the kids have heard about this. They've been bugging me. When are we getting fiber? I don't
If
know.
you don't mind me asking, how old are the kids?
11 and 7.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, I've got a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah. So.
So we're kind of in the same range at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely understand because my 13-year-old, she is so heavily into Fortnite. And then my 8-year-old knows everything there is to know about Minecraft.
Yep.
I don't think there's
Yep.
a
That's
single
pretty
thing
much
that
how it
he
is
does not
here.
know about that game.
Yeah, and then Benny's really into like the VR and Gorilla Tag right now.
Oh yeah.
Plus Roblox.
Just a word of advice, keep an eye on the Roblox because there are some dangers to that game.
Yeah, I saw that they were making, I got an email saying that they're like, there's going to be new parental controls or
Oh,
something that are
good.
being
Good. At least they're
announced.
taking initiative on it because there have been, like, my daycare provider even sent me an article, what was it, yesterday, about a woman who got arrested because she was telling a child to kill an infant. So it was just really, really dark. And I'm like, oh
God.
my gosh, like, it's
Yeah.
getting to that point.
Yeah.
I think really the issue is the fact that it's user generated games. Like anybody can create a game mode. And I think that's what the
Right.
issue is. And not all of those
Right.
game modes are appropriate for all ages.
Right.
So just as from one mom to another, just keep an eye on that game because I don't allow my son to play it until unless I'm like physically watching him play it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's all about awareness and we want to protect our children, of course, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And approximately how large would you say your home is in square footage? The reason that I ask is for the whole home Wi-Fi coverage. We want to make sure that you do get a full coverage. And we do offer Wi-Fi extenders. The first one is at no additional cost. So that would be included in your price. If you were to need more than just the one, then those extra ones would be $8 a month per extender.
Okay. I don't know exactly how many square feet. I think it's between 2 and maybe 2,000. We
Okay.
live in a raised ranch, so our modem right now is downstairs.
Okay.
But I mean, we don't have a lot of problems right now with
With
internet.
coverage.
But it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and that's not an issue at all. The only reason that I ask is because, you know, I want to make sure that you're aware and definitely speak with your Archtop fiber technician on the day of your install to see if, you know, you might need that one extender just to get some better coverage. Like I live in a house that's maybe 1,000 to 1,100 square feet. I mean, I've got a tiny house. Like, it is tiny. But the moment that I walk into the kitchen with my laptop, I lose all signal because I have the kitchen, my home office that I use for other things. And because I do like decals and photography and all of that. And then I also have the bathroom. All three of those rooms are an addition. My house was built in the year 1900.
Yeah.
So with all the building materials that they used on the outer walls, and then they had the addition, those building materials kind of block some of the Wi-Fi, which makes it very, very difficult.
Yeah,
especially if I'm walking from the living room to the dining, to the dining, which is just fine, and then into the kitchen, which is not even 20 feet away from the router.
Oh, yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Our house is relatively new. I think it was built in the early
2000s. Oh, okay. So. Then, yeah, you should be fine. Yeah, it's usually really, like, the additions. If you were to have, like, outer walls that were originally the outside wall, and then all of a sudden they become an inner wall, that's usually where it becomes a bit of an issue. But, again, you never know what a house is made of, so that's why I like to use my personal experience that I need a Wi-Fi extender in my kitchen just to keep my calls going.
Yeah.
I got dismissed from a meeting because I walked into the kitchen just to prep for cooking.
Oh.
I was prepping for dinner and it just completely disconnected me. So that was fun. And then did you want to add any voice service to your account?
What?
A voice service? So like, do you have like a landline that you're planning on porting over?
Oh, all right. We do have a landline.
Were you planning on keeping it?
I never even thought of that. I don't know. See, this is why I wanted my husband to call, and he's like, I don't know when I call. he's not here. Let me talk.
I mean, it can always be added at a later time. That's not an issue. We do offer the standard phone line for $24.99, and we can port over your existing number.
Oh, okay.
So if you want, for right now, I can skip it, and then you can speak with your spouse and see if that is something that you guys want to pursue. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's wait for him right back. We don't really use it, but at the same time, it's sometimes nice to have.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. Like, I had a landline up until my four-year-old decided. I mean, he was two at the time.
He does not want to keep it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, my two-year-old at the time, now he's four. unfortunately almost called 911, and I caught him just in time. That was the day that I decided, nope, we're no longer doing this.
Yeah. I mean, we had it for our younger ones. He doesn't have a phone, but now that he has an iPad, so he can, like, still...
Yeah, and I mean, like, iPads, they can use iMessage if you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
So, and FaceTime, if ever anything.
We do not want the landline.
Perfect. Okay. And then do you rent or own your current property?
We own.
Okay. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding the house, such as Central Hudson, your current provider? I know, but like, are they through the ground, like under the ground, or are they through the air?
So through the air.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address, as some people have P.O. boxes?
We do not have cable boxes.
Oh, okay. No, P.O. box? Okay.
Oh, P.O. box. No, we do not have a P.O. box.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just asking if the billing was the same as the service.
Yeah.
Okay. And Heather, is your first name typically spelt the same, like the regular way, H-E-A-T-H-E-R?
Yep.
Okay. And then Howard is H-O-W-A-R-D?
Yep.
Perfect. What is the best email address for you? This will also be your username to sign into the online portal.
It's M as in Mary, S as in Sam, D as in David, I as in Igloo, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, A as in Anne, N as in Nancy, at yahoo.com.
Perfect. And that's funny because that's also how I say it as far as it goes for the letter I. Most people use the word India, and I'm like, nope, I use igloo.
Oh,
you don't hear it too often. It's nice to hear somebody else that uses the same word I do when it comes to phonetic.
Yeah.
And then the primary phone number that you'd like on the account, please.
845-399-4703.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
Well, we can put my husband's number on there.
Okay.
It's 845-629-9393.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of email, phone, or text. I do know that most people do generally take text because it's the least interruptive
yeah.
As far as that goes. I mean, we'll still give you a call if we need to get a hold of you, especially like, for example, if we had something come up where we need to reschedule you, or if we had a billing issue and needed to reach out, then we would contact you via phone.
Okay.
But as far as text messages go, by opting in to receive the text messages, you would be able to you would be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And then you would also be able to receive account updates. Most of it is account specific. We wouldn't be sending any advertisements over your cell phone unless it were authorized. But I mean, it's mostly just about your order status. It's about, you know, updates like billing updates, your appointment updates, like, hey, your appointment's coming up soon, and you can confirm that as well.
Yep.
Now, message and data rates may apply, but for the most part, I mean, most people don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, no.
And then we do offer that discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up?
Sure.
I mean, we could do it now, or if you wanted to do it through the account portal yourself, you have that option too. But if you want to just get it, okay.
Yeah, let's do that now.
And we wanted to do it through the checking account, correct? To get it down to $69.99?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. And so whenever you're ready, I am ready for the routing number.
The what number?
The routing.
Okay, hold on. Let me grab my checkbook. It is 22197-1015.
Okay. And just to confirm, that's Rhinebeck Bank?
Yep.
All right. And whenever you're ready, go ahead with the account number, please.
04-0-0-0-56-255.
Okay. And your name is on the account?
Yep.
Is there a middle initial that I should be aware of?
If there is, it's E.
Okay, perfect. And then this is a checking account or is it a savings account?
It's a checking account.
And do you authorize direct debit every month when the bill is due?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. Let's take a look here. And is there anything about the property that we should be aware of when it comes to the installation?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, Do we have any septic tanks that we would have to worry about? And then you did say everything else was aerial, correct?
There's nothing under the ground, no.
Okay. All right. And I'll just make a notation.
My husband's also an electrician, so hopefully he'll be the one that's here.
Oh, and I mean, we can select a day that you know for sure that he'll be there.
Okay.
And a time that you know that he'll definitely be there. That way, you know, if he has any questions or wants to make sure that, you know, he discusses with our techs, which are super helpful and really, really sweet. They're very understanding and they're always very open to answering any questions that there may be. And we're also very open to, you know, where you want the modem or router placed. And so they're pretty great as far as that goes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've tried, especially like during, because I'm a teacher, so during the pandemic when there was online learning.
Yep.
We played around a lot with, I think that's why the modem is downstairs. Like I said, we live in a raised ranch, and so I did all my teaching from down there. So we had the modem upstairs, but we moved it downstairs so it was closer to where my, and like I think that my laptop was like, was like directly attached.
Connected, yeah, through like an Ethernet cable. Yeah, I have my laptop directly connected for my gaming.
And then we just never moved it. So, I mean, that might be, now might be a good idea to bring it back upstairs. I'm wondering.
Okay.
I'll talk to someone about that, though.
Yeah, and I'll put that in the notes, too, that you may want the placement of the modem and router upstairs.
Yeah.
If I could type, that would be great.
What's that?
I was saying if I could type, that would be awesome. Oh. Typos. Gotta love it. And then, did you have any questions that are specific for our techs?
I don't think so.
Okay. No worries.
Like I said, hopefully my husband will be the one that's here and he can handle all of that. Because I know nothing about
No worries. Now, the earliest date that we can do an install would be the 30th. We have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. But we also do Saturday installs in case those, like the weekdays, don't work for you.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. So the 30th is, that's next week.
Yes. The 30th is next Wednesday.
Okay. What time did you say that you had?
We have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
I don't know that that's going to work, Charlie. I mean, I guess he probably could. Hold on. Let me see. I think you guys are coming to do my neighbors on the 2nd. They are 15 Trinity.
Okay.
Wondering if, would that just be easier to have them do it us or them and then us?
I mean, the system is automated as to who gets assigned to it. Okay. So it may not be the same tag.
Okay.
But if you would prefer Saturday, absolutely. We have a 1 a.m., an 8 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. available.
Let's see. Did he just get home? Hold on. Let me look. See, this is why he should have called. Say that again. What time did you have on Saturday?
We have 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. available.
For the 2nd?
Yes, for November 2nd.
Okay. Let me see what we have going on that day. Nothing. Let's do a 1 p.m. that day.
Okay. All right. So that's been all scheduled up. So that's been confirmed there. You should receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order, and then the other will be the invitation to sign into your Archtop online account.
Okay.
That way you can manage View your invoices when the time comes. You're able to change your auto pay settings if necessary. And you can upgrade your service through our online portal as well.
Okay.
If ever you decide that you want to upgrade to the 2 gig.
Okay. Here he comes. So now, I guess my question is, what do we do about our other service? Do I have them, do I call Spectrum and tell them that we cancel
on
that day?
I mean, you can if you want, but what we recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed and that you get the go-ahead from the tech. Now, that reason is just so that you maintain the connectivity and don't lose any service, because, I mean, there are times where some companies may preemptively terminate when you haven't gotten the new service yet.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, to avoid that altogether, we just recommend that you wait until the fiber services are fully installed.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And that way it's a smoother transition.
Okay.
But, yeah. So you are all set. You're all scheduled up for the 2nd at 1 p.m. Was there anything else that I can help with or make a notation of?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we were able to schedule your installation. Welcome to the family. And I'm excited for your gamers to have a little bit faster speeds and faster load time.
So when are we getting fiber? When are we getting fiber? I'm like,
I want to know how they knew about fiber, because my son, my 8-year-old, knows nothing about fiber.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we watched all the fiber stuff going in the ground. You know, I felt bad when they were on our street. We live at the end of a cul-de-sac, and they did it over the summer. So I was home and like running my kids around to camp, and like I was like, I am so sorry. Like they kept having to move because I was leaving all the time. I'm like, if you came when there was school, I'm like, you wouldn't have to deal with me.
You wouldn't be dealing with it, yeah.
Oh my god, the dog kept getting out, and like we have a puppy, and she kept running out to like, you know, greet them. Aww. Luckily, she's friendly, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how old is the puppy?
She is almost 8 months.
Aw. Yeah, I've got two myself. They're about 3 months old. We picked them up from South Carolina by Myrtle Beach about a couple weeks ago. So.
Ah, wow. You have two. And they're siblings?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Male and a female.
Oh, my God. My brother-in-law got our dog's sister. And when they get together, I'm like, oh, my God. I couldn't imagine.
It's like they never stop. It's like just full of energy. And when they both go outside, one is bunny hopping. And it's so funny because the girl, she's a little bit larger than the boy, which is kind of hilarious. She can jump on my bed, but he can't. I have to physically pick him up.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of dogs are they?
So they're pitty mixes. I don't know if they're full pits or not, but they are total sweethearts.
Oh.
They seem to think that they're already guard dogs, though, because they hear a noise and they go at it.
Oh.
And then my 13-year-old Bassett wants nothing to do with the puppies.
Oh, I'm sure.
So especially when they start play fighting around him, that's it. He's like, grr, bark.
Yeah.
Oh, the perks of a 13-year-old old man.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. All right.
But, yeah. So you're all scheduled up. You are all set for the 2nd at 1 p.m.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. You've been very
helpful. You're so very welcome, Heather. And thank you so much for calling our shop. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And happy Halloween coming up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. We'll see you on the 2nd. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.